I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A pro-Hindu political party in Nepal is serious about making Nepal a Hindu nation again. Most recently, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party formed a committee with its central members to advance the nationalist demands of their self-proclaimed struggle programs. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says it's not outside the realm of possibility.
There is already a favoritism in the law, in the Constitution, towards Hinduism. There's already a law against trying to convert someone or encourage them to convert. How big of a step is it from where we are now to saying, okay, Hinduism is the official religion? I don't think it's that large of a step.
Despite growing hostility and even threats of imprisonment, our Christian brothers and sisters in Nepal continue to spread the gospel. So pray for them to be spiritually encouraged. And poverty continues to challenge the Philippines. ASEAN Today reports that 20%, or one in every five Filipinos, lives below the poverty line. Many fall victim to financial scams like high-interest loans. People borrow money to make ends meet, says Scott Clifton of Farms International, and then it makes their situation worse than before. And this is what makes farms so important. See, they partner with a local church to help Christian families work their way out of poverty. Clifton met some of the people helped by farms during a recent trip.
They're very thankful that there's a program of farms that was able to come in with interest-free loans. And with Christians who are leading these committees.
Clifton says farms is all about doing good that is good. Want to help? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.